Smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Well, hello there, boys and girls. Say, are you all ready to have some fun? Well, okay then, let's get started. Uh-oh. Oh, here comes my little dog pal, Popcorn. Oh, I see. Well, Popcorn wants to say hello to everybody. Yes, sir, and here comes my pal, Squeaky.
Well, hello there, Happy Hank, and hello, boys and girls. Oh, boy, do I feel good today.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Squeaky. Say, turn on the electric eye, and let's have a look at all the boys and girls who are listening right now.
Oh, sure. Well, here it goes.
Oh, and there they are. Now, come on, kids. A great big smile. Oh, bigger than that. Hey, are you all set for a pickup race? Now, come on, put up your hands. That's the idea. Oh, that's good. Now, turn off the electric eye, Squeaky.
Okay.
Now, I think that the... What's that? Oh, Popcorn says he has a riddle for us today.
A riddle from Popcorn? Oh, boy, that's good.
Now, don't you laugh at Popcorn, Squeaky. Say, I'll bet he has a good riddle. How about it, Popcorn? Yes, sir. Well, all right, boys and girls. Now, in case you don't understand puppy dog language, I'll tell you what he says. Lift him up to the mic, Squeaky.
Oh, sure. Well, come on, Popcorn, right up here. That's it.
Well, Popcorn says, what kind of a dog never barks? Oh, boy, there's a swell riddle, isn't it? Yes, sir, Popcorn, that's a dandy. Did you get that, boys and girls? What kind of a dog never barks? Now, see if you can figure out the answer.
Well, I'll bet I know the answer.
Now, never mind now. You let the boys and girls figure it out, and they'll see what it is, too. Yes, sir, I'll give you the answer later on, but right now, hey, let's all sing Sailing. Are you ready? Here we go. Sailing, sailing over the bounding main, for many a stormy wind shall blow ere Jack comes home again. Sailing, sailing over the bounding main, for many a stormy wind shall blow ere Jack comes home again. Oh, boy, that's lots of sailing, wasn't it?
Well, excuse me, Happy Hank.
What is it, Squeaky?
Aren't you forgetting about the pickup race?
Oh, for goodness sakes, yes, sirree. Attention, boys and girls. Now, when I blow the whistle like this, that means that the pickup race is started. And then we'll march all around the room and pick up the things on the floor and put them back where they belong. Now, you know, we're going to help Mother clean up this room in a jiffy. And I want to see who'll do the best job, the boys or the girls. Now, today I'm going to be on the girls' side.
Oh, you're going to be on the girls' side?
That's right, Squeaky. So you'll be on the boys' side.
Oh, I'm on the boys' side, huh?
That's right. Now, you can take part in the pickup race, too, and tidy up this room. Hey, look at all the papers and the books and the pencils on the floor. Come on now, hurry up and stand at attention.
Okay, I'm ready, but my heart's not in it. I'd rather be on the girls' side.
Oh, never mind your heart. You just get busy with your hands when I blow the whistle. Is everybody ready? Here we go. Forward march. Left, 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 right, left, 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 right, left. Pick it up, bumpty-bumpty-bum. Pick it up, bumpty-bumpty-bum. Pick it up, put it up, lay it on the shelf. Don't leave it for Mother, but pick it up yourself. Left, left, and a left, right, left. Now be sure you look under the tables and chairs. Hey, I'll tell you, get down on your hands and knees and look carefully for all those toys and the papers back of the tables and the divan. Pick up your caps and coats and keep going, everybody. Pick it up, this is lots of fun. Pick it up, let's keep on the run. Now if you are finished and don't know where to go, just turn around and march right back to the radio. Left, left, and left, right, left, 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 right, left. Hey, hurry up there, the race is almost over. Oh, look at Popcorn, there he goes. All right, I'll blow the whistle. Pickup race is over. Hey, did you get finished, Squeaky?
Oh, sure.
Well, say, what about that paper under the table?
Oh, well, for goodness sakes, what do you know? I guess I missed that one.
Well, that counts against you and against the boys' side.
It does. I mean, does it? Well, that's too bad. I'm awfully sorry.
Yes, I'll bet you are. Turn on the electric eye.
Okay, here we go.
Now stand back a little, boys and girls, so I can see the rooms. Oh, that's good. Say, now, all the boys who finished the pickup race when I blew the final whistle, put up your hand. Just look at that bunch of hands. Now, put your hands down. Now, next, we'll take the girls. Let's see. There's, look, the girls' hands go up there. 95. Oh. Well, the girls are the winners. Well, what do you know?
Well, hooray. I mean, it's too bad for the boys.
If you hadn't missed that paper.
Oh, no, you don't. It wasn't my fault that the boys lost.
Well, the next time you'd better be on your toes, look sharp, and be careful, especially when you go outside.
Oh, sure, I always look both ways before I cross the street.
Well, that's good, because the other day, you know, I heard about a little boy who thought he was pretty smart. Yes, sir, nobody could tell him what to do, and was he ever sorry.
Oh, well, for goodness sake, what happened?
Well, boys and girls, I'll tell you, too, this is what happened. His mother told him to watch out for autos, but he forgot to remember, and he ran across the street without looking, and a car came along and knocked him down, and the little boy broke his leg.
Oh, for goodness sakes, that's too bad.
You bet it was, and right now that little boy's in the hospital, and he may never walk again. Think of that.
Oh, that's awful. Goodness gracious, Happy Hank. Well, we're going to be careful, though, aren't we, boys and girls?
Well, how about singing our safety slogan song, then?
Oh, yes, I like that song.
All right, come on now, boys and girls, let's all sing together. And if you don't know the words, you just hum right along with me. Here we go. Notice where you're walking. Don't forget when you are talking. Be a careful crossing crosser. Don't dash out into the street. Never try some car to beat, but be a careful crossing crosser. Hey, that's fine, boys and girls. And now you know what time it is? Well, it's time for another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Now, remember last time, the boys got Rocket back on the donkey, and they were ready to start on the search for the lost mine. But there's one thing that bothers Squeaky and Sputters. The map shows that the lost mine is somewhere in the wild mountain country where Black Tom the Outlaw has his hideout. Now, this may not be so bad, but once before, you remember, Squeaky and Sputters captured Black Tom and put him in jail. Well, Black Tom escaped, and he said he was going to get even. Now, if Squeaky and Sputters and Rocket run into the outlaw gang in their search, there's liable to be trouble. But as the scene opens today, they're climbing up the trail into the wild mountain country. Listen.
Oh, boy, you hear all those crickets and frogs and everything? Well, how is everything back there, Sputters?
Well, everything looks all right to me. I haven't seen a thing. It looks so suspicious. How are you back there, Rocket?
Oh, we're just getting along fine. Me and this little old hee-haw mule is friends now. I talks to him and he talks to me.
What? You mean you can make a donkey talk back to you?
Well, we understand each other. I talks to him and he wig-wags his ears back to me.
Oh, boy, this trail is really getting steep. It won't be long till we're right up in the real wild country.
Yeah, keep your eyes open, because you might see a bear.
Whoa, little hee-haw mule. Whoa. Turn around. Us is going back.
Hey, now, wait a minute, Rocket. Where are you going?
Well, me and this little old hee-haw mule is going home, that's what. I heard somebody say something about bears. I don't mind a little mule, even when he does run away with me. But when it comes to bears, I quits.
Oh, well, bears won't hurt you, Rocket. All you have to do if you meet a bear is just look him in the eye.
Well, if I meet a bear, I'll be traveling so fast I won't be able to see his eye.
Oh, now, come on, Rocket. We'll take care of you.
Yeah, but who's going to take care of you?
Now, don't you get scared, Rocket, because we've been up here before. We know what to do.
Well, all right, I'll come on. But if we meet a bear, I knows what to do, too. And it won't take me long to do it.
Hey, Sputters, come up here. Now, ride right up beside me. Don't act excited because it might worry Rocket, but look down there at the trail.
Huh? Oh, where? Oh, I see. Oh, horse tracks. Dozens of them. Hey, what do you think that means, Squeaky?
Well, I don't know, Sputters, but I know what it could mean.
Oh, you mean Black Tom the Outlaw could be getting another gang of outlaws together?
That's it, exactly. And if we're heading right into the middle of them on the search for the lost mine, it's going to be too bad.
Well, I think you're right, Squeaky. Hey, what do you think we ought to do?
Well, I think we ought to go ahead. We may be able to find the lost mine, and even if we don't, we might be able to find out what Black Tom and this bunch of men are up to, and we can tell the sheriff in time to stop it. It's going to be risky, but come on.
Well, the boys are running into more trouble. Black Tom is a mean outlaw, and when he gets a gang together, say, it's generally for some kind of dirty work. Well, what is it this time? You be sure and listen next time to another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. And now, hey, how about the answer to the riddle? Did you get it? Well, if you didn't, I'll tell you at the end of the program. Right now, though, say, we've got a lot of birthdays today. It's birthday time. Who has a birthday? Put on your big, wide birthday smile. Let's see. And just look at the birthdays. Well, here's the big cake here with the candles burning on it. So when I count three, everybody blow right into the radio, and we'll see if we can't blow out the candles. Are you ready? One, two, three, blow. Every one of them. Yes, sir. Every candle went out, and now it's time to sing the birthday song for all the boys and girls who are celebrating birthdays today. Are you ready? Now sing it loud. Open your old mouth up and just let the song roll out. And here we go with the birthday song. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Attention, boys and girls, did you figure out the riddle today? Hey, did you get the answer to our riddle for today? Well, it says, you know, what kind of a dog never barks? And the answer is a hot dog. Well, I'll be seeing you, and you just smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.